I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Braves lost. We'll get to that in a moment. But what is the latest social media ad that has gotten you? Because I'm getting hammered with mushroom coffee ads. And when my sister was at my house over the weekend, she was like, oh, you got this one? I got this one. So we both bought the mushroom coffee.
I noticed you'd been a little bit aloof here recently. Yeah. No, I got by an Instagram. Yeah, big word. I got by an Instagram ad for the, you guys seen the retro gaming stick? Where it has like the 40,000 games, 50,000 games in one.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
I get those too.
Dude. And I had to order one. And I'm taking it.
You did?
Yeah, I ordered one.
Wow.
Look how excited Dylan
is. Yeah, dude. It's legit. It's legit. Comes with a couple wireless controllers. Introduced my son to it a couple days ago. We're going to take it down on our beach trip because there's supposed to be a couple rainy days.
Okay.
There's a bunch of cousins that'll be down there. And I'm like, dude, about to introduce you to Sonic. You're about to get a crash course in Sonic the Hedgehog 2, buddy, because it's about to go down.
That's
I don't know. Like, that was my game when I was young, Sonic the Hedgehog. He likes Mario right now, but Sonic the Hedgehog was my thing.
Sonic Ridge.
It's got to be filled with so many games from childhood, like Tetris.
There's not one that's not on there.
Okay.
Like any game you can think of is on this thing from like Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo. I'm trying to think what else. There's like every console imaginable on this thing all the way up to like before Nintendo 64.
Pong.
The OG NBA Jam was pretty freaking good. The OG, like I remember having it on the I think it was the Sega Game Gear. I think it was what it was called.
Yes.
Because they came out. It was basically the response to a Game Boy. Believe it or not, Dylan, the Nintendo DS or whatever you call it is not the OG handheld gaming.
I never said that. That wasn't.
Remember, the Game Gear was the first color one. Like the Game Boy was like, you know.
Game Boy Color, yeah.
Black and white, but the Game Gear came out and it was color. You were like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Like, whoa, it's not just black.
Crazy.
Black and like weird gray cream.
Yeah. But it was big. It was bigger than the Game Boy. It was like. What would you call it? Like
basically rectangle. Like a cell phone now.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Game Gear was like, I mean, that was like holding the device.
Did you ever see Surf Ninjas? The movie,
yeah.
Surf Ninjas?
Yes.
He has a Game Gear on there where he's like, you can tell the future in the Game Gear. It was crazy.
Yeah. I remember Surf.
Such a good movie.
While we're on the topic.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dylan.
It's okay.
How the hell you pull a Surf Ninjas reference out? But I sit here and quote Goodfellas or Casino and you're like, I got nothing.
Because I was a child back then, dude. Like, that's what we watched. We watched children's movies, Surf Ninjas, not Casino, when I was four, okay?
But how do you remember a movie when you were... you know what? I got nothing.
But Surf Ninjas is one of the Roman Empires for men. Like, a lot of guys know about Surf Ninjas.
Go ahead, Dylan.
While we're on the topic and putting a bow, no pun intended, on the bow on the topic of video games, real quick, this is a fun fact I saw on social media the other day. Carmelo Anthony, he actually completed the basketball video game cycle. Have y'all seen this? He is now, because he's on the cover of the NBA 2K26 Legends Edition.
Okay.
He has been on the cover of NCAA March Madness 2004, which apparently they're bringing back the college basketball game. But he's on the cover of NCAA March Madness 2004, NBA Live 2005. He was on the cover of NBA Street Home Court, and now he's on the cover of one of the editions of NBA 2K26.
He is, in fact, an NBA legend.
Look
he
at
is.
That.
Check that out, man.
That
Hawks,
really
Hawks
cool.
legend, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh!
Well, moving over to the Braves, they did lose yesterday to the Athletics 5-4. It took 11 innings to get there, though, so it was a walk-off situation, but the Braves did end up losing the series. They have lost 11 of 14. The last time they won was against the Mets.
I don't even know. I was keeping up with it for a while. What's the series finale total at? It's like 4-12 or something in series finales. It's something insane like that, and that just adds to the fact. You're 1-18 in your last California games, something like that. It's starting to get to a point where I'm starting to get depressed talking about it, honestly.
Well, they don't go to California anymore.
That's good.
That's good.
So that's a positive. There is a report out there, I think from Jim Bowden, that there's a couple of teams interested in one of our players, and it's Sean Murphy. The Padres, and I can't remember who the other team is. It might be the Diamondbacks, but the Padres are definitely interested in Sean Murphy. I don't see Alex doing it because right now the catcher production, you're getting the production out of the catcher is one of the best positions for production that you're getting. The catcher position is probably ahead of the outfield. Well, I know it's ahead of the outfield other than Ronnie. And Profar's hit 3 home runs since being back, which is, I think, more than all the other outfielders that were in for him combined, other than, you know, the left fielders. But I just don't know if you do that move because you do know that Drake Baldwin is the future of the position, but this is a position that Alex Anthopoulos wants two guys at, you know, that he wants two players at. And so I'm kind of curious what they do there. There is, you know, Ozuna is a guy that, but other than that, there's no moves to be made for this team either way, sell or buy. I don't see them getting back. I just don't see a way where they go on a 11-14 stretch where they win that.
I'm just going to be real with you. I would trade him in a heartbeat. And that's just where and it's not that I don't like Sean Murphy, and I understand the whole two catcher thing. I think he's $12 million a year. He's still under contract for 3 more years. I'd find a cheaper option, and I'd get prospects back in return, and I'd try to find some more bullpen arms, starting pitchers. And I think that's great.
I just don't think you're getting as much back as people believe. I really don't. I don't think that you're the price. Maybe I'm wrong.
You know, a good person to ask would be Grant.
Yeah, he'll be coming up at 8:20 today.
Good thing we can talk to him very soon. All right, let's hit it. As it always is, Fair Foul Friday in every Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Miss Allie Mack, take her away.
Yes, we have the great debate, Fair or Foul Friday.
Gotcha.
I got to have a flaw, right?
I'm just glad you put it on the recap the next day. I was like, that made my day.
Hey, you called me out for something, I'll put it on. Fair or Foul. Bo will avoid all Yellow Jacket stings while he is taking out the nest in his backyard. Mike, you start.
How much confidence do I have in him? Look, I'm going to assume that he'll be pretty fleet of foot and he'll approach it nighttime, the right time, and maybe get a little rain on the way. Yeah, I'm going to say it's fair. I say he'll avoid any stings. I think he'll get this thing done. I got confidence in him.
I'm glad you didn't say it was foul because it's not. It's fair. Yeah, I've got a plan. I'm still working out a couple of thought processes of the execution in my head, but I will not go through with this plan until I have 100% in on it.
Any body armor you're going to wear? Anything? Just, you know, sweatpants, something like that?
Yeah, I'm probably going to wear
duct tape around the ankles.
I'm probably going to wear. I thought about boots, but you can't run well in those.
right.
So. Well, the boots,
you don't want to wear cleats in this situation. Boots,
yeah, you'll slip and slide. Yeah. I'm going to wear probably my thick Under Armour sweats with either a hoodie or a rain jacket, and then there'll be a face covering. I'm going to ninja style this thing.
All right. Well, I am super invested in this situation, so keep us posted.
Can Yellow Jacket see color? I'm wearing all black.
Google it. I don't know.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fair or foul? I think we just covered this, but after the All-Star break, the Braves will hit their stride and get back to 500. Bo, you start.
Foul. Very foul. All the things I just lined. The most consistent thing about this team, is they have been consistently inconsistent is what I should say. And there's nothing that makes me think they're just going to all of a sudden turn it on. There's no light switch. It's broken.
I'm with you. The sample size is big enough at this point where I have no faith that they're going to get this thing turned around. And look, turned around, get back to 500, no. If they could stay at 500 in the second half, I'd actually be pretty satisfied with that. If they could just play 500 ball the rest of the way with the rotation the way it is, I think that would be a good thing.
A quick interruption in programming. Yellow Jackets can't see color. Allie Mack, back to you.
Can they really?
They can. They have eyes with multiple lenses allowing them to perceive a range of colors, including those in the ultraviolet spectrum.
So hold on a second. A dog can't see color, but a yellow jacket can? That's unbelievable.
Yes, they can.
Wow. You learn something new every day. Fair or foul, the first Falcons victory of the season will happen at Mercedes-Benz. Mike, you start.
They're going to beat the Bucks in week one. Feel good about it. I was trying to think back in my head what the schedule was. I was like, yes. But, yeah, they'll beat the Bucks in week one. Tristan Wirfs out. We were talking about yesterday. I feel good about that one. Beat them twice last year. I know a lot of people have them as a sleeper team. I don't see it. Let's go.
Yeah, they want to run the ball these days. I think it's fair, though. I think there's going to be some real swagger with this team walking into week one in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
All right. I hope you guys are both correct on that one. Fair or foul, it's the weekly edition of this. We will get another season of quarterback before Dylan fixes his car.
Fair. I mean, look, how long's it been, Dylan? Like, what's the timeline? Has it been a year? Been a year with the duct tape?
Nah, it'll be a year in November.
No, it's been longer than that, hasn't it?
Nah, it happened last November.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no faith that that's going to happen anytime soon. Unless a body shop decides to sponsor the hometown take in the morning. I don't know. I don't know what we got going on.
Yeah, I think it's fair as well. I also think Jared Goff is loving his decision to do this show because he is – you remember how Kirk was the star? I feel like Kirk Cousins kind of came off as the star in the first one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jared Goff, to me, has really come off pretty well. I mean, they've all done a good job, but Goff is just awesome, and so is his girlfriend.
I mean – wife now, FYI.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he wifed her up.
They are having a baby. I mean, the whole season just wrapped up like perfect for him. All right, fair or foul, Deion Sanders will get his wish, and we will see a salary cap on college athletes in the next few years.
Fair. Fair until you got to the next few years part. Maybe in the next decade, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say in the next decade. It's just there's so much, everything surrounding this, there's so much legal litigation that has to go through. Everything is challenged in court. Everything takes a year to do. Everything is put on and off the table. Maybe in a decade. I don't see it in the next few years at all, though.
It's okay because I don't know. It's fine. I don't know. I just this landscape is so screwed up right now with college sports. It's there's way too many people involved in decision making, including government, and we need to figure everything out. And I'm not sure when it's going to happen because nobody can get out of their own way.
Well, we've got one more fair or foul. Dylan, I'm going to pull you in on this one. You and Bo get to debate this one. Fair or foul, Mike will come back with a sunburn from the beach.
It's fair. He's gone for, I think, a week. So yeah. I would say fair. At some point, he's going to get sunburn. It's going to look really dumb because his sunburns normally do, like on his forehead with his hat because he wears his hat backwards constantly. So it's fair.
Fair. He will have a sunburn. I'm going to give Mike the ultimate benefit of the doubt and just say he won't have a backwards hat sunburn like he did last year. I think he learned his lesson on that one, but he will have a sunburn.
The key is now that I put the SPS 50 on the forehead and just the other stuff everywhere else, but the 50 goes on the forehead to make sure I'm not just completely out of line with the half moon on my head.
Yeah, hopefully Lindsay can help you out with that.
Across that.
And just in case we don't say it before the end of the show, I hope you have a wonderful vacation.
Thank you very much.
It is very much deserved.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Coming up, we've got the wake up call 404-726-0929. Jump on the show with us right now. Mike was just talking about this console he bought that has 40,000 video games on it. What was your video game as a kid? Mortal Kombat, Pac-Man, Primal Rage. I loved that one.
I played Driver on this console. That's like the original Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, nobody remembers Driver. It was like the original GTA.
Well, I'm glad it's on there for you. What was your video game as a kid? What did you always pop in that console? And also, will the Braves play 500 baseball after the All-Star break, after some time off? Give us a call right now, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.